Welcome to a Holy Week podcast from the Church of England. This week we look at two Easter campaigns. You may remember the Wash Day initiative, which was launched at the beginning of Lent. Later I'll be finding out how it's going. But first I'm joined by the Church of England's Director of Communications, the Reverend Aaron Arora, to talk about the Church's social media campaign, Easter Means. Thanks for joining me, Aaron. What's it about?
This is part of a campaign that's been going really for 3 years that has a two-part. One, Christmas Means, which encourages people to tweet around Christmas time, and the other, Easter Means. It's been said, Gillian, that we are a faith of prayer and parties. And I think Christmas and Easter are our shop window days. It's when people come. It's when we sing hymns that people know. And it's also when we're our most joyous. As Christians, we're Easter people. And Hallelujah is our song.
How does social media fit into that?
We encourage people to tweet what's going on. When we've run this in the past years, the number of tweets has been growing. I think last year we had 29 million views of the tweets that were sent from countries across the world. And that was over a 7-day period. And what we'd encourage people to do really is to take pictures, to tweet about what's going on in their parishes up and down the country using the hashtag Easter Means.
Why do you think it's been so successful? That's a phenomenal reach.
It is a good reach. And I think part of it is that, A, it's easy. Everyone's got a smartphone. Everyone can take pictures of what's going on and describe it. I think also the activities around Easter, particularly when you think of things like the early morning services, the dawn services, the Easter bonfires, the joy of Easter morning. These are good services, and they're services that people enjoy, they want to be at, and they're proud of in a way.
So the hashtag is Easter Means. Is it simply about what Easter means to you? Could it be as simple as, I like opening my eggs, or do you not want stuff like that?
I think part of it is to reflect what's happening in the Church of England up and down the country. Easter Day is one of our holy days, party days, celebration days. So you could, if you're having a lie-in, take a picture of your darkened bedroom. But I think our encouragement is to say, take a picture of what's going on in your church, what's going on, what you're doing, what your community is part of, and how you're celebrating the day that begins with people saying, Alleluia, he is risen indeed.
And the beauty of it being on social media is that it's not just limited to your community or even your country. It can be seen by everybody.
And I think that's part of it. I mean, for all the people who do and the extra people who come into churches on Easter Day, this is about showing the best of us to the people who, for whatever reason, don't come in to our buildings or don't worship as part of a community on Easter Day, whether they physically want to but can't get there, or whether it's just not their thing, to show that Easter Day is a party day for us, and actually that's something to be part of.
Presumably there are a lot of tweets saying, Alleluia, he is risen.
Indeed, and I mean, most recently, of course, was Christmas. And at Christmas, and the Christmas It Means Twitter stream, what was fantastic was to see photo after photo of full church after full church, packed to the brim at carol services, at crib services on Easter Day. And I know this is slightly different when you consider that Easter's going to go, in terms of this campaign, from Good Friday, from 3 hours at the cross, from Easter vigils, services that are more solemn rather than party services, as it were. But it ends up in a party. It ends up with Easter Day. And I think a stream of pictures, perhaps, one of each that ends up with that, is the kind of thing we'd be hoping to see with picture after picture on Easter Day of communities celebrating the love of God.
The Reverend Aaron Arora, who's Director of Communications for the Church of England. And if you want to take part, then tweet what Easter means to you between Good Friday and Easter Day using the hashtag Easter Means. Now on to another campaign that the Church of England has been supporting during Lent. Wash Day has been encouraging people to wash something in their community, which would benefit other people. Sarah Merrick from the Diocese of Oxford explains more.
Well, Wash Day was inspired by something that came out of a church in the US, where they worked with a lot of people who were homeless to help them do their laundry. And people found that something really encouraging to do together. And the people who were homeless found it a really helpful opportunity to have their laundry done, but also really enjoyed the company of those other people in the church. And it became very much a part of building community and also helping them to get out and apply for jobs and begin to get back on track to a more normal life. And we were thinking that actually that fits in very well with Maundy Thursday and Jesus washing the feet of the disciples, and realised what a very small act of washing, what a big difference that can make to people.
So you were asking people to look around their community and see if there was something that they could do to help others. What sort of reaction have you had?
Well, people have been really imaginative and creative. It's been fantastic. We've had people doing things like litter picks, or washing signs, or again washing clothes for people, or helping out in a homelessness shelter. Really, people have used their imagination and done lots of different things. If you have a look on our website, which is www.washday.org, there are pictures of all sorts of people getting involved in Wash Day, young and old, lots of school children having a lot of fun there. And we've had the Archbishop of Canterbury helping doing some washing up in Birmingham in a centre for homeless people. We've had bishops doing washing. And we've had all sorts of people of different ages and stages in life just taking part in their own way. The really good thing is this has gradually built up during Lent as people have sort of had a go and seen what they can do locally. But the big push now is in Holy Week and ideally on Maundy Thursday. So we've got a number of churches and cathedrals who are doing things on Maundy Thursday, which is, makes it much more real and much more closely linked to Jesus washing the feet of the disciples. So absolutely, still time to get stuck in, find something to wash, find something to clean up that will make a difference in your community, and you can do that this week.
And then send you a picture, hopefully.
That's right. It's really fantastic. People have been sending us pictures from all over the place. We've had some from the US as well as from across Britain. And if you send them in to photos@washday.org, then they can appear on our gallery on our website.
Now, the Bishop of Chelmsford has also been involved. He's been quite a driving force behind this, hasn't he?
He has, and it's brilliant. We've got a little video on the website, and on that video you see him helping to wash a lifeboat at a lifeboat station, which is in his diocese. He's been really supportive of the campaign and has done a lot of washing, both with the lifeboat station and also, there's another picture of him on the website, doing some washing up in a homelessness centre. And he's been right behind us supporting this campaign and getting people to get out there and make a difference in their communities.
What do you think people will have got out of Wash Day, those that have taken part?
Well, I think the really good thing is that people have realised that doing something really quite small for other people at no cost, just as a gift, is something really lovely to do. And that's great for the person who's doing it as well as for the recipient of that. So I'm really pleased to think that a whole group of young people, school children, have realised that actually they may be young, but they can make a difference by picking up litter, by cleaning someone's shoes, by just kind of looking around and seeing what needs doing and doing it. And then, of course, the other lovely thing is that there are people in the community who are beneficiaries because they've got a kind of cleaner environment around them. And I think it's very touching seeing other people do things for you for no cost, but just because they want to do it out of an act of love and service.
And if you want to find out more, you can go to the website. That's www.washday.org. That's it for this week's podcast. I'm Gillian Moody. Thanks for listening and happy Easter.